Sandra, Voices from the Ghetto. Ah, what a powerful song. Now my DJ's stretching, he's cracking his knuckles, he's this, he's that. I just want to wish my friend Stephen Payne a happy birthday. One of the brothers that I still acknowledge as one of the finest human beings in this city that I had to cross a path with. And I enjoyed his company. I have enjoyed his company throughout life. So I want to say a special happy birthday to you, Brother Steve. I would sing happy birthday, but my calypso rhythm not good. All right? So I'm just going to dedicate the next hour or so to you that Mr. Nicholas has lined up. So I hope you can wind the waist, you know, Steve. God, them youth, you don't joke when it come to soca music. Soca music, righteous on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 4 or 5 minutes past the hour 5. Here we go, Mr. Nicholas. You ready? You ready?
Rocking the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM.
It's you ready,
DJ
now?
Nicholas. DJ Nicholas. In the mix.
In the mix. In the mix. In the mix. Here we go. Right there in the back. Yeah. This is my song for the year. In the backyard. Ted in the backyard.
Straight in the kitchen. Grab a pot and then start beating you. In the backyard must have an announcer. Someone who will give the order to give you house rules and safety tips. So when you wind down low, you wouldn't break your hip. We don't need no big promoter. The neighbors gonna be responsible.
Happy birthday, Steve.
When you see the police, tell them come get something to eat right now in the back.
One, Mr. Nicholas. Shut up, Stretch. Go dance. Patrice, wanna behave in a sec.
Say we toxic.
That's us. Hey, you know, I want to talk to Gemma. I just remember that. Gemma Rayburn Baines, please call me. Give me an extra 2 minutes, 3 minutes. DJ gonna give me a break. All right, Gemma, hold on a minute. You're listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas. Kicking it. One of the better DJs in the city, and I miss it, sir. And you who have been supporting the station, said, sir. Thank you, Mr. Nicholas. 514-947-2558. Gemma, give me a call. I want to ask you what's happening with the Grenadian community. This is a community station, and we support our communities. 514-947-2558. Gemma, time, Gemma. Guess I can't find Gemma. She's disappeared somewhere. Here we go. Hello, Gemma. You there?
I am here. Hi, Stretch.
Are you always this late? I'll have to ask Hobby.
Oh, please. I'm always on time.
Oh, okay. She's always on time. Anyway, we don't have much time because Nicholas has given me the eye already. So tell me what's coming up with the Grenadian community right now.
Right now, well, we're getting ready for the Spice Island Cultural Festival, which is our second year that we're doing it virtually. And it'll be held on Saturday, July the 10th at 3 p.m. It goes from 3 to 7. And it will be on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, Spice Island Cultural Festival.
And so, that June the 10th?
July the 10th. Did I say June?
July. July, I am the one who said it.
In 2 weeks, 2 Saturdays from now.
Ah.
Oh, my God, we've got so many things happening. We've got some wonderful Calypsonians. We're featuring the legendary Calypsonians this year.
Ah.
Dee and Scholar and Squeezy, they are going to put on a marvelous show for us, just for us.
Nice.
And, of course, Doggies will be performing. And we have Jenny and Jenna Noel singing a beautiful song that Jenny wrote.
Nice.
It's going to be great. We've got six fashion shows during that 4 hours.
Wow.
So we've got some wonderful designers from Grenada. You know, Stretch, the fashion industry in Grenada is booming.
Ah.
I couldn't believe it when I saw all these designers and their fashions, and they sent me photos. Just fantastic.
Nice.
And of course, we're opening the show this year with the Royal Grenada Police Force Band.
Wow.
Playing the national anthems of Canada and Grenada.
Beautiful.
And we're going to follow that with a nice speech, a video from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and also from our Prime Minister of Grenada, Dr. the Right Honorable Keith Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your best friend.
I like the guy. What can I tell you?
Yes. And, of course, Marvin Rotran.
Nice.
And, will be giving us a nice address along with the Honorary Counsel for Grenada, Mr. Ted Blaze. Then we go in, you know, you got to get the kids, you got to get your grandkids.
Yes.
They're in the first hour because we are going to have a children's section mm-hmm. with Westcan youth drummers.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. With the kids, we have the Shooting Stars. These are kids from 6 years old wow. to 10. And they're going to be performing, singing, and dancing. And, oh, my God, it's going to be fabulous. We're even going to teach them how to make nutmeg ice cream. It's going to be
Remember, the teacher has to send over to the professional taster, okay?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
All right.
We have to do that.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a big shout-out to our fashion designer here in Montreal. She's going to be joining five other designers. Angela Alexis of Mad Fashions.
Right.
She's going to be putting on a real beautiful fashion show during the festival, along with Trisha Grant in Grenada, Kim Francis, Dahlia Leonard, and Aniona Hamid. She does swimwear, and you should see her swimwear.
I don't look at those things.
You don't, huh?
No.
Too bad.
No, I'm so sad.
And, of course, Millie Lawrence of Hot Needle Design. So those are our fashion designers that's going to be putting on a wicked fashion show.
And this is, what day is this? On a Sunday, I hope?
No, it's a Saturday.
Oh.
You know what? If you miss it, it's going to be on YouTube. You can go back and look at it.
All right. All
those
right.
who
we'll
cannot see it on the time between 3 and 7 can yes. always go back and look at it. Also, we're going to be interviewing the Mighty Sparrow. It's his birthday.
Nice, nice, nice.
He's turning 86.
Right.
So his birthday is on the 9th. So on the 10th, you're going to see a little interview from him. And he's going to tell you about being in Grenada and how he loves Grenada, along with Vaughn. Vaughn will be showing us why he thinks Grenada rocks.
Mm.
And Fee Noel, do you know she's the international fashion designer of Grenadian parents in New York?
Ah.
And yeah, she designs for Michelle Obama and Beyonce. And we also have the Beyonce publicist, Grenadian-born Yvette Noel Schur.
Ah.
And she's going to be saying why all the road lead her back home to Grenada.
Nice.
So it's going to be a full 4-hour stretch, and it's going to be
And
wonderful.
Thank you for having it on a Saturday, so I can't see it right away, no? All right, me vex, but it's all right.
Next time, call in sick.
I will. Drew you and feed you all here, and I'm calling in sick.
Yeah, going to be sick on July 10th, everybody.
July 10th, all right. I thank you.
I just want to mention one thing before I go, Strat.
Yes.
On July 1st, we're going to have our first Blocko Greens restaurant in the parking lot Canada Day. We're going to celebrate. We're going to let loose and make this summer the best ever.
So that's on
July 1st, Thursday, 395 St. Jacques in Lachine, Greens Restaurant. Barbecue, music, fun, and don't forget to wear your mask.
All right.
Start at 3 o'clock, 3 to 8.
Wear your mask. Thank you, Gemma.
Wear your mask and have some fun. And
yes.
Let's play mask.
Play mask. Wear your mask. All right, my dear. Thank you very much. Looking forward to all the happenings. What can I say? I'm sorry I wouldn't be able to watch that unless I took sick leave and you know what that means. So anyway.
Well, you can hook it up on your phone and watch it while you're doing the show.
All right. Yeah, that's an idea too. And I'll tell people.
Yeah, you can watch it on your phone, on your TV, on your, everything. Facebook.
All right, my dear. Be good.
Thank you very much, Stretch. Take care. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Taking us up to the half an hour, which is 6 minutes away, of course, is DJ Nicholas.
Now she want feel penetration. Send me wait up for your location. Then me say, bend your back. Every tick for your tick, every tack for your tack. Make your waistline working. She have Caribbean background, but right now she live a Brooklyn. She see a my song be so good, tonight gonna be everlasting. She give me the mad look, cause nigga just reach her system. She say she want hold me, hold me, She says she want hold me. I'm so tempted. What you telling yourself? What you telling yourself? Go low, girl. Girl, I'm in a different mood when I'm drinking something. Yeah, yeah. I get in a whining mood when I'm sipping on something. Yeah. Every girl, 10 out of 10. 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 10 out of 10.
Why you so? Why you so? Why you so? Tell me why. You just got to be roro.
Leave people business alone.
Gosh, why you like that? No, not me.
You can't stop the plan for me. Yeah.
No, not me.
What is there for me? Always there for me. Yeah. Bad mind, please stop it. People business, no profit. Look for work, put money in your pocket. So please,
leave people business alone.
Leave me alone.
Ballet, 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 ballet.
all here in the mix of my DJ. Wicked. Wicked and wild DJ Nicholas on the wheels of steel on CKUT 90.3 FM. WFFR Sunshine Radio out of Washington, D.C.
Must be something about you.
Why, Nicholas?
Smiling at the rude. Talking you bad and making up.
And they say what they want, send me you. You're bad like sore foot.
Talking about me.
Yes.
I'll be pressing on, pressing on.
Show me. sexy. Lord, I don't have my knife and I'm ready to choke and to eat it.
I'm ready to choke it. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to choke.
Oh Lord, man, I'm ready to bite and I'm ready to eat it to pieces.
I'm ready to eat it. It.
So what the hell is the fuck?
Set it out of your back, 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 back. Push it out of your back, 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 back.
God, you're my Bobby, get sexy. So girl, come put it on me.
Push back, hey, I want you.
Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm going to ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I got to run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Once again, I want to say a pleasant good evening, good afternoon, rather, to you all. Glad you're joining us. I want to say hello to David, Dr. David Simpson, all the way in beautiful Tennessee. Thank you for your little chit-chat. This gentleman studied here at McGill University, and he said he started listening to us while we were on during the day on Saturdays on CKUT, and he wanted to know where is Butcher T, because he was one of his favorite DJs. Well, Butcher T has one of the greatest shows here on CKUT, as I told him. Check him out at noon. He plays everything and plays it good. You all know that Butcher T is a fine DJ, a versatile DJ, and he is on. I was listening to him, as a matter of fact, Friday gone, and I'm sure he has sort of insight, because he knew I was listening, because he had me dancing in that car. He started playing some music, as I would say, turning back the pages of time. Butcher T. So, Doc, you can call him. You can check him on noon time cuts on Fridays. All right? They have some nice shows coming on. One of these days, I'm just going to introduce all of these people to you. And if you need it to continue with the soca thing tomorrow, 4 to 6, Pat Dillon Moore and her crew, they will be doing their thing. All right? So check it out. CKUT is still much alive and well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for listening. All right? And it's not fun and dry, but if you want to send the money to the station, go right ahead. Loving it. All right? We continue with the soca music a couple more minutes, and then I'm going to go look for Mr. Drew, because Mr. Drew will take me to Twiggy. I can't wait. All right? So here we go. A little bit more soca from the man with the sweetest needles and the sweetest fingers this side of heaven. DJ Nicholas on CKUT 90.3 FM. You ready for me, sir? Go along, my boy. I'm telling you.
90.3 FM.
Are we that?
West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Are we that?
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, 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 well.
Well, 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 Mr. Well, Iowa well, George. Well. Long time in a hair, you. Hey! Compliments to DJ Nicholas. I'm kind of feel mad now. Shall I go mad or should I be still sane? One more thing. Hey! 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 May I go crazy? Lord of his mercy. Damn, Nicholas. Wish. This is Iowa George. Now mash up the place. Mash up James Ling one time in Comana. While them start to shake. In the mix. Keeping it locked and rocked. DJ Nicholas. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Reggae Massive, it's your turn. With Twiggy. What a name, Twiggy. Come here to me, Twiggy. To a bad stretch.
Yeah.
Here it is. Here it is. Brand new.
Ready for the mask, put your hands in the
air. Here it is.
Within a
year, I'm this. This is my hairstylist. Join the Zoom at 6 o'clock. You will see what he did to my head. This is the ghost. Oh, God. Oh, God. Shell it down. Shell it down. Shell it down. Shell it down. This is Ghost. Oh, God. He's the man. Best hairstylist in the city of Montreal. Along with the best DJ. I got it made. What can I say? One, two, three. Oi! Damn, Nicholas.
Yes, sir. Vaccine, them tell them one day. Vaccine, she coming for the vaccine. She telling me to vaccine. She tell me, say, vaccine, joke it, vaccine, panda day, vaccine. She love it, yeah, vaccine. Vaccine land on me deep plane. I getting on mad and insane. Medicine for them girl pain. Vaccination with no complaint. Sending nurses for them men. And I go deal with them women. This one are the new one, them. Joke the pandemic out of them.
You know I need a new DJ, no? Because this DJ, I no, realize I'm a deal with an old man.
And you playing bad girl? Why not ginger?
Oh, God!
Yeah, you are one of the hot girl. Why not ginger? Cock up your foot and take the walk, girl. Why not ginger?
Cock up your foot and take the walk, girl.
And
so we say, CKUT blazing on a Saturday afternoon with DJ Nicholas. Boom, 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 boom. Blaze it! Soca music. Coming up, reggae music at its best.
No, I still have a plan. I still have money and investing it in that one. You liking it? I know that. You loving it? I know that. You liking it? Uh-huh. Well, take it down. Take it. Just take it down. Take it. Just take it down. Take it. You want it so much more. Tell me what you want it for. Okay. Okay, yeah. Why not ginger? And you're playing bad girl. Why not ginger? I hear you are one of the hot girl. Why not ginger? Cock up your foot and take the walk, girl. Why not ginger? You need a show like we'll start to hot. I tell her, shoot her and I'm she just and do juke up all on me.
In your front door, like a Jehovah Witness. I like everything, y'all, especially the tightness. Just know how to play when I inside. Just know how to play.
I write up in your front door, like you know who. Oh, God, damn bad.
Something I wrong, I tell you. Push something I wrong, I tell you. Drag something I wrong.
don't making joke. No, we don't making joke. Watch. Tell them when the fire starts, take for yourself or you get smoke. Salt fish is better than coke. I said that yesterday, I'm not on coke. Someone like coming down, playing ranking thing and all of them broke. So show me if your pockets up, make y'all win and back it up. $200 bill and we go and make them bend and pick it up. So show me if your pockets up, make y'all win and back it up. $200 bill and we go and make them bend and pick it up.
Something salty, give me something sweet. Tell them what's that's come out and ready to eat. You get rosy, you get solid, girl, you full of meat. Been a whole year, man, in eat, 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 eat. You go with flesh, you go with fat. I bite it, breast, I don't in that. Lion must eat it, boy, don't be shy. Look, sparrow, eat them all and up to now and die. Leave me heavy at home. What is the river? Leave me heavy at home. It's where me the hunter.
FM West Indian Rhythms 90.3 FM.
KUD 90.3 FM on your dial. Gonna try and... Oh, there I am. My beautiful, handsome, no good-looking face. Once again, remember you're locked into CKUT. I'm gonna go over to Drew. I wanna talk with him before we get to Twiggy. Drew, how are you? How are you? Come on. Open up the Zoom there, brother.
How you doing, Stretch?
I am doing quite well, my son. How you do? How you do? How you do? How you do? I had the speakers, I'm so loaded.
Fantastic week for the city, my Montreal Canadiens.
Where with you and your Canadiens, man? Oh, God. But we have to cheer them. True. 25 years. Yeah. 25 years.
25. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we won the cup. It's been 28 years since we got back to the finals. And it's feeling good. If the city wasn't open before, Stretch, it's open now.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of afraid, you know, man. All kind of virant and thing, you know, man. But we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate because, hello, Sunkiss. I see a Sunkiss right there. How are you?
Yeah, Sunkiss is our special guest today.
Oh, is that right? She changed her name on me. Is that Twiggy? Twiggy,
yeah,
don't change.
That's Twiggy. Sunkiss is hers. Yeah.
I had a cat by the name of Sunkiss, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yes, a very cute cat. Anyway, Sunkiss, you got to wait until we can say hello because I just want to talk to this guy. You know, Drew, about... I just want to talk about the winning team of the Canadiens Hockey Club. And I have to congratulate them because they've been knocking at that door for how many years, Drew?
You know, it's been a few years, but, you know, there's been some up and downs. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? And this year they weren't predicted to do much, but they knocked off some big teams.
What?
And now going to the finals. You know what I mean? Like in every series so far, we've been the underdog. And we've risen to the top. So there's a tough challenge ahead with the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we're going to see. You know what I mean? Because if you want to be the champ, you got to beat the champs. And Tampa Bay is the champs right now, so we got to beat them.
It's just one game they have to win? One thing they got to win or what?
No, it's actually the series is going to start on Monday and it's the best of seven.
The best of seven.
First team to four, we'll see what happens.
All right. Really and truly, I'm not the greatest hockey fan now. You know, in the years of Bouchard and what have you, I was, to be honest with you, because them days we had the record store right behind the Forum. And we used to watch these guys going in and they'd wave. And so we were hockey fans. But like now, I kind of get in the fever with people like you. I watching you and the rest, let's not call any names, on the thing talking about. And I get in the fever. Sunkiss, you have to bear with us. This is a little bit of sports talk until 6 o'clock when we will have Twiggy. I don't know. Twiggy will be on. I hope. Wonder if Twiggy knows anything about sports. Hello, Twiggy. She looked scared. I wonder what I get myself into. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just saying to myself, I know nothing about sports.
Well, you're gonna learn this evening. Give us 3 minutes, and you're gonna learn everything about hockey. Go ahead, Drew. Tell us about hockey.
Hockey is that's Canada's sport.
Yeah,
I mean what cricket is to the West Indies and what soccer is to Europe. That's hockey and ice hockey in Canada. You know, I mean, and Montreal Canadiens is one of the
originated by.
You would have to tell me. I ain't that old.
It doesn't come with age. I heard it was done up by the Indians. I'm not sure, so I won't get into it. Google it. Yeah. Google it as they are. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah. A very prestige organization, won many cups. And now we're going back to the finals for the first time versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you know what? It's beautiful when any sports team in the city is doing great, because it generates a lot of revenue for the businesses.
Yes. And we need coming out of the pandemic. We need that.
Yeah, a lot of businesses needs that right now, because you know when we're into a normal stage of life and the Canadians doesn't make the playoffs, like from the month of April, like all the businesses are dying. You know, I mean, nobody, like yesterday I went to the mall to get some Canadian shirts, you know, for my mom and stuff like that. And like in the stores, everybody's in the section. You can't find anything. You know what I mean? Everything is sold out. You know what I mean? They're buying the shirts. They're buying the hats. They're buying everything. So it's amazing. It's amazing when our home team is doing well.
Good. It's amazing. And we got to get into the interview with Twiggy, because she's looking nervous. She said, I didn't come here for this damn sports talk, you know. I'm just saying it for Twiggy, all right? Go ahead,
dear. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
One of my, I think my little nephew's in Canada. They play hockey.
Oh, of course. If he's in Canada, he got to play hockey or else he won't be a Canadian. We'll send him to Fort Lauderdale.
I know, but as a Jamaican,
yes.
I don't play hockey. I eat hockey.
She do what? She eat hockey?
She eat hockey.
Right, but you know, in Jamaica, we put the H on everything.
Thank you.
You know, we say hockey.
You got to understand that. She puts the H on everything. Once you understand Jamaican language, then you will understand. But so let's get into the interview. I'm going to start with a song. I want you to tell me the name of the male singer in this song, and then we'll get into the serious part of the interview, because I love how this song was done. It's beautiful, well put together. And I couldn't ask some more in reggae. Listen to this. Oh, yeah.
Your softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know the you? I'm born again.
Now hear this voice. Listen to this voice. Hear this voice.
Give me sweetness. Now there's you.
This is Twiggy.
I'm
Loving this song so much, I keep playing it over and over. Beautiful song by a beautiful vocalist from out of the beautiful island of Jamaica. Let me say a pleasant welcome to...